2020, she's calling it something else, but we'll get that there.
Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
And kicking off the last weekend before Christmas, Joburg with a high of 23 degrees, Pretoria 25, Mafikeng going up to 29. And with that, we start on the roads. Today is expected to be the first peak of the festive season as tourists and holiday goers travel to their destinations. And with that, a call on all to plan the trips.
We are trying to make up for lost time on the road, the inability to respect time and the inability to plan correctly. My late mother used to say, you'd rather be late for your next appointment than be early for heaven.
Deputy Transport Minister Mkoleg Glengwa was at the Grasmere toll gate in the south of Gauteng as part of the province's festive season road safety campaign. He's confirmed that 571 people died on the country's roads since the 1st of December. To the Lebombo border post in Mpumalanga, also there, officials are experiencing an increase in travel between South Africa and Mozambique.
We have started the highest peak in terms of the movement of people out of South Africa in particular. We have also seen the high escalation of the Mozambicans coming into South Africa, primarily to buy food for Christmas at Komati port.
The Border Management Authority's Commissioner Michael Masiapatu says more than 1,000 trucks have moved through the border since yesterday. And while millions are travelling, the health department has urged the public to remain calm following a surge in highly contagious rubella cases. More than 10,000 cases have been reported this year, mostly in children under 15 years old. Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape have recorded the highest numbers. Parents are advised to watch for symptoms such as rash, fever and swollen lymph nodes. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To America, where lawmakers will gather later today in a last-minute attempt to avoid a government shutdown and reach an agreement on the government budget between Republicans and Democrats. Meanwhile, the question, who is in charge of the U.S.? There's President Joe Biden, President-elect Donald Trump, and...
We need to face the reality. Right now, we have President Elon Musk. And Donald Trump, maybe he's vice president. I guess vice presidents don't do much, so that makes sense. I don't know what you call him, but he is not calling the shots.
Democratic Representative Dan Goldman told MSNBC yesterday he fears that billionaire Musk has hijacked Trump's administration, even before Trump's inauguration next month. And just because it's the festive season doesn't mean the brain should also take a break. Britain's Electronic and Cyber Intelligence Agency handed out their Christmas cards. And of course, nothing coming from a spy agency is straightforward. This seasonal greeting card can be downloaded and doubles as a set of difficult puzzles, encouraging young people to use lateral thinking, ingenuity and perseverance to crack the seven Christmas brain teasers. I'm Gerda de Souza. Jou hoofnuus die uur. Meer as 570 mense is sedert die 1 Desember op die land se paaie dood.
Okay, you're going away. You're staying here. What's the vibe there by you?
Well, there are lots of names for where I'm going. It's the Garden Route and it is Romania. It is at my house. Okay. The luxury of my own roof over my own head the whole festive season.
I love it. And what are we calling 2025, Carla?
I have decided, Danny, we did not suffer this year for nothing. It prepared us for 2020 Jive.
I'm here for it. 2020 Jive.
Yes.
Carla de Souza, have a really beautiful Christmas with your family. I'm sending you lots of love and I will see you in 2020 Jive.
And a festive season and be safe to everybody out there.
More music you love coming up. I've got 30 minutes.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.